Blessed John Duns Scotus, the last of the great scholastic philosophers and theologians, a Franciscan whose image we have to grace this chapel, said that theology was an eminently practical science. The study of the doctrine of the faith is not simply what some might call pie in the sky, speculative exercise. Fides quaerens intellectum is the phrase that the scholastics gave to define theology, that is, faith seeking understanding. And understanding for what? Precisely, the question is, how do these truths of revelation apply to Christian life, which has as its ultimate practical objective eternal salvation? Therefore, according to this doctrine of Blessed John Duns Scotus, the intellectual study of the faith leads to moral doctrine, how one must live so as to remain in the faith with the practical daily life that is coherent with the truth, which leads to salvation, and to live faithfully also means to die faithfully. So Saint Justin Martyr is one who exemplified this teaching with his life. And in fact, Saint Justin Martyr was also an intellectual. He was a Greek from Samaria, not a Jew, and not born into the faith, but one who came to the faith through his search and hunger for the truth. He began in his early life with the study of philosophy, and found his way through various schools of thought at the time. He was first interested in the Stoics. That didn't satisfy him. Then the Peripatetics. He didn't find the teacher satisfying, neither the Pythagoreans. When he did come into knowledge of Platonism, he found something that was more substantial. And at first he thought he had found the truth, and his desire was to see God. Obviously, that didn't happen immediately. And as he was contemplating the truth, he met a Christian, a very simple, unassuming old gentleman who taught him about the truth. And when he heard this witness, his mind came illuminated, and his heart was set on fire, and he realized that he had found the truth. And so then he dedicated himself to this truth. And with his intellectual gifts, he became a great defender of the truth. The other fathers of the faith at that time, the big names like Pope St. Clement of Rome and Ignatius of Antioch and St. Polycarp, they wrote their theology for the early Christian communities. And Justin was dedicated rather to defending the Christian belief against the attacks from outside. So he committed himself with great faith and great energy and love to defending the faith. He wrote many works and, of course, drew upon himself the ire of those who opposed Christianity, in particular the Roman emperors, and history records the dialogue between Justin and his ultimate prosecutor, a Roman by the name of Rusticus. And it's a very beautiful testimony that St. Justin leaves behind. Some of the dialogue we heard this morning in our office of readings, and perhaps it would be good to hear his exact words for why he was willing to go to death rather than deny the faith. Rusticus said, "You are a Christian then?" Justin replies, "Yes, I am a Christian." The prefect, Rusticus, said to Justin, "You are called a learned man and think you know what is true teaching. Listen, if you were scourged and beheaded, are you convinced that you would go up to heaven?" Justin said, "I hope that I shall enter God's house if I suffer in that way, for I know that God's favor is stored up until the end of the whole world for all who have lived good lives." The prefect Rusticus said, "Do you have an idea that you will go up to heaven to receive some suitable rewards?" Justin said, "It is not an idea that I have. It is something I know well and hold to be most certain." Rusticus said, "Now let us come to the point at issue, which is necessary and urgent. Gather round then, and with one accord offer sacrifice to the gods." Justin said, "No one who is right thinking stoops from true worship to false worship." The prefect Rusticus said, "If you do not do as you are commanded, you will be tortured without mercy." Justin said, "We hope to suffer torment for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ and so be saved, for this will bring us salvation and confidence as we stand before the more terrible and universal judgment seat of our Lord and Savior." After having given his reasons for the faith, he stood his ground and was condemned to death and died a martyr for Christ and a hero of the faith. As he explained in his defense, faithfulness to the true doctrine and to the true God is true justice. Our Lord left us with so many teachings which point to the correctness of Justin's position. Our Lord did say, "Give unto Caesar what is Caesar, and to God what is God's." But when there's a conflict of interests, we have to prefer to give God his due and not sacrifice justice to God in order to satisfy the justice of man. And our Lord told us that we have to go into all the world to bear witness, and our witness has to bear fruit. Therefore, our witness cannot be something that's merely speculative or something that's totally interior and hidden. And in fact, we're finding out in our day and age, as many generations of Christians have found out before, that at times we're going to have to give a witness that brings upon us perhaps the ire of men. And so we look to the example of the martyrs like Saint Justin to know what we have to do if we're put in that position of having to choose between the truth and justice of God or the truth and justice, which we know to be false, of man that is removed from God. Our brothers and sisters throughout the world are now beginning to face these kinds of situations on a daily basis, and here in our own country, we're seeing brothers and sisters put to the test where their faith comes into conflict with certain positions of the government. For instance, on the HHS mandate, and Christians are contesting and standing up for their faith and the truth of God's law, which has to be preferred over what man says when there's a conflict. So we pray to the Queen of Martyrs that those of our brothers and sisters who are in these situations right now of direct conflict will be strengthened by the witness of those who have gone before us. And we pray that we too be strengthened and prepared to prefer God's truth and God's justice always, because our faith and our doctrine has a very practical application. And we're here in this world not for the things of this world, but as a passage to the eternal life. May Our Lady, Queen of Martyrs, and through the intercession of those who have died for the faith, may we also be given strength and courage and absolute fidelity. Praise be Jesus and Mary.